Kavod.
With your permission. Parashat Chukat. The first subject, Zot Chukat HaTorah, Asher Tziva Hashem, Lemo. This is the laws of the Torah. The Gemara says the word Chukah, the law, means without explanation. We're going to talk about the red cow, the laws of the red cow, how to purify people that became not pure by being next to a dead person. And the procedure is that you take a red cow, you slaughter it, you burn it, you mix the ashes with some water, spring water, and you sprinkle it to the person. And that's how the person becomes pure. Says the Gemara, the Goyim laugh at us. The Goyim said it looks like voodoo. What do you mean? The guy went to a cemetery, went to a funeral, becomes not pure. And now you take a red cow, and you slaughter, and you burn, and you mix the ashes with some water, and you sprinkle on him, now he's pure. Says the Gemara, this is maybe one of the most strange, if we may say, mitzvot that we have. That's why it's called Zot Chukat HaTorah. It's a law without explanation. Even though the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu did explain to Moshe Rabbeinu the reason for that, but to us, nothing. Even Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says, that knew almost everything, could not find really how does it work exactly. But the truth of the matter is, now we don't know exactly how many years, but we are a lot of years after the red cow was done. The red cow was done the year after we came out of Egypt. The second day after Moshe opened the Mishkan, they already slaughtered the red cow, and they did the whole procedure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed the laws of the red cow to this week's parasha. Says the Gemara, the reason for that is because the next subject is the new generation. We jumped 38 years. And now we are so-called the 40th year. We're going to Israel. It's a new generation. Says the Torah, you know what happened? Am Yisrael came to the desert, Yisrael beKadesh. This is Am Yisrael dwell in Kadesh. Excuse me. Vatamot sham Miriam vatikaver sham. Miriam died. Miriam died. Chachamim tell us sinless. She didn't have no sins. Just to remind you, know how pure she was. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu took her neshama the way he took his neshama from Moshe and Aharon. So called by a kiss. The Gemara says it's not nice to say Kadosh Baruch Hu kissed the lady. But says the Gemara, Miriam was very, very holy, very, very pure, sinless. She died. Why did she die? Says the Gemara, to tell you something. Like the red cow is the kaparaz, is the forgiveness for Am Yisrael, so as well, mitat tzadikim mechaperet, when a tzadik dies, it's a kapara for Am Yisrael. Simple explanation, of course, everybody will tell us. What it means is, holy men died. Holy men died. What happened? Nothing happened. This is meant to be this way. And Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give kapara for Am Yisrael, the holy men died. Sounds very strange. Holy man dies because of that. Very strange. Says the Gemara, to tell you, you know, this is what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed the laws of the red cow and put it in this parasha because he wanted to put the story about Miriam's death next to the red cow. To tell you that Miriam died for us to have a kapara. Kapara for what? Gemara said it's a new generation now. Didn't do nothing. The old generation died, 600,000 people died already. This is a new generation going to Eretz Israel. So need a kapara? Why do you need a kapara for? They need to do nothing. There's not, nothing in the text. The time Israel did anything. For why do you need a kapara? So Miriam died. Somebody's going to say, why Miriam died? To have a kapara, to have forgiveness for Am Israel. Since the Torah, since Miriam died, almost all of a sudden there's no water. As the Gemara tells us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us three presents in the desert. The water was called Be'er Miriam, the well of Miriam. It was a rock that traveled 40 years with us. Any place we went in the desert was the merit of Miriam. Since Miriam died now, there's no more water. It's very, very strange. Can you imagine you go to get the bracha from a tzaddik? I say, bracha, tzaddik. Somebody needs the Yeshua, parnasa. Tzaddik gave a bracha. So, when tzaddik will die, it's over. The bracha is over. The guy went bankrupt. That's what happened. The tzaddik, they gave him the bracha. 40 years ago died. It's unheard. That's unheard. There's no more water now because Miriam is dead. So what if Miriam is dead? So what if she's dead? She's not the person that comes to draw water every day. Hashem gave us a present, says the Gemara. Bizuchut Miriam. You got a present. So Hashem takes the present away? Very strange. Says Torah, he knows no water. There's no water, says the Torah, that Am Yisrael came to Moshe and Aaron while they were sitting Shiva on Miriam. He started to scream. We need water. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, get up from Shiva. You don't have to sit Shiva on your sister now. Go get water for my children. Take the stick with you. You and Aaron, go over there. You speak to the rock. When Natan Memar, the rock will give water. Comes the Gemara and tells us, that's how the story went. Moshe gathered all of Israel and said, here, you go. You see something. I'm going to get you water from the rock. I mean, it's not the biggest miracle in the world. Moshe already did it. The right after he came out of Egypt, he refused him. But here, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, get Am Israel. Since the Gemara Hashem made a miracle, all Am Israel was standing next to the rock. All of a sudden, Mu'at Marzik Ita Merubah, says the Gemara, everybody got together and they were watching. So tell Moshe, no, Moshe, we want to get some water. So the Gemara says, Moshe, speak to the rock. He says something to the rock. The rock doesn't respond. Says the Gemara, well, Hashem told him to speak. Says the Gemara, well, you don't know what happened. That rock was a very special rock. They traveled all the time. The rock just happened to take a walk now. And Moshe was talking to another rock. Moshe was talking, Moshe made a mistake, but all the rocks look the same. And Moshe spoke to the rock and said, listen, we need water. And the rock didn't respond because it's the wrong rock. Since the Gemara, Israel started to scream, and Moshe says, stop already this game. What's this nonsense? Get us water. Then Moshe took the stick, and all of a sudden the rock came back from the little walk. And Moshe saw the rock. Instead to speak to the rock, he hit the rock. He hit the rock twice. First time some blood came out. Second time water. Everybody drank water. Comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says the Torah and tells us, you should know, Moshe, you don't believe in God. Why did you hit the rock? I told you to speak to the rock. Therefore, you're not going to go to Eretz Israel. You don't believe in me, you can't go to Eretz Israel. I don't believe in you. Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen. This was a game. This is a setup, it's called. It's called setup. I spoke to the rock, it was the wrong rock. Didn't give water, so I just started to give me a hard time on Israel. So I hated the rock. It happened to me, the rock just came back from the walk. Very strange thing. You can't tell me I don't believe in you. It's not you, you don't believe in me. And the rock comes with this very strange statement. Don't listen to me. What's wrong with you people? Can't go to Israel. Hey, my memory, he says, this is this episode, this accident with Moshe. the magicians saw it in Egypt. And they told Paro, 40 years ago, you see? Not 40 years ago, 120 years ago. The magicians in Egypt told Paro, he's going to be Mashiach, little Moshe, and but he's going to die because of water. I says, that's what it is here. Because of the water, Moshe is going to die. He's not going to go to Eretz Yisrael. All the Chachamim, the Rishonim, I said, what is exactly the problem? Comes the Gemara in one version, the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the problem is. If Moshe would have spoken to the rock, and the rock would give water, and Am Yisrael would look at the rock, and Am Yisrael would say, wow, look at the rock. Look at the rock. The rock does not get a reward. The rock does not get punished. Still, the rock listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen to Moshe. We, human beings, of course we have to listen to Moshe. So called, says the Gemara, we miss the opportunity of Kiddush Hashem. This would be the biggest Kiddush Hashem. If Moshe would have spoken to the rock, and the rock would have given water, everybody would learn. Look, the rock, listen. Of course I got to listen. So this is one version of what really happened. So Hashem is very upset at Moshe. He says, why did he hit the rock? You prevented Kiddush Hashem. Am Yisrael would have learned something from the rock because of you, because you hit the rock, you don't listen. When you hit the rock, you don't listen. All the Chachamim ask. You try to take a stick and hit the rock. Let's see if you can have enough water to supply for millions of people standing and millions of creatures, animals standing. That's not the Kiddush Hashem. Only if you speak to the rock, it's Kiddush Hashem. So Hashem said, listen, Moshe, you betrayed me. Moshe, you have no emunah. Moshe, you hit the rock, you destroy. I destroy, why did I destroy? They would have said. And Torah continues. And the next story, in the Torah, almost the next story, after Hashem told Moshe, you're gonna die now. So Moshe sent messengers to the king of Edom. Esav the sentence. Says he wants to go via their land, the shortcut to Eretz Yisrael. This is on the east side of the Jordan River. Says the Torah tells us that messengers came to the king of Edom, Esav the sentence, and he said, listen, we are Jewish, we just came out of Egypt, we suffered so much in the desert, we are the new generation, we're heading to Eretz Yisrael, please let us pass in on the highway, we're not going to get off the highway, just let us go. He said, don't go, don't do nothing. The next story, Hashem says, Moshe, now Aaron is going to die. Take Aaron, bring him over there upstairs, up to the mountain, take his son Elazar with you, ordain Elazar to be the Kohen HaGadol. Stories, next story. Eshmach, Na'ani, Melech Arad, Yishev HaNegev, Kiva Yisrael, Derech HaTarim. All of a sudden, says the Gemara, Amalek got dressed like Na'ani. They're going to attack Am Yisrael. Why are you attacking Am Yisrael all of a sudden? What happened? Says the Gemara, the cloud in the desert was the Mary, the Zechut of Aharon. Now Aharon is dead. The cloud vaporized. The cloud was a blue cloud, like a fog, all over the Jewish people in the desert. Nobody saw foggy. It's called England. England, the whole time it's foggy. Foggy. You don't know who is inside. Where is it? What? All of a sudden, Aaron died. The Gemara, the cloud was the zechut of Aaron. Aaron is dead. The Goyim, all of a sudden, spotted Am Yisrael. They come, they take Am Yisrael. They take Am Yisrael, and they win the war. They win the war. They kidnap one little girl, a maid. Ba'ish b'menu shevi. The Torah tells us that Am Yisrael came to Moshe, and said, listen, if we're going to go again to the war, are we going to win it? V'acharamti et areim, we'll take all the money and give it to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll destroy the Avodah Zarah. The Torah tells us that will happen. Ad Chorma. And says that will happen. Story, Am Yisrael went and we attacked back the Amalek, destroyed them. Stories in the Torah. He says, what's really behind it? What behind those stories? Our Chachamim tell us we should know a secret in our lifetime. You know, the Gemara tells us that really the way it works, that since we did the golden calf, every hardship that a person has in his lifetime, some percentage of the hardship is golden calf. You have a flat tire, golden calf. You lost your wallet, golden calf. The bank gives you a hard time, golden calf. Flu, golden calf. Don't feel well, golden calf. Everything golden calf. Says the Gemara, everything is golden calf. All the sicknesses, everything. Not completely, but some percentage sometimes. More, sometimes less. This is what was really the sin of the golden calf. So the sin of the golden calf means the lack of emunah. What does it mean exactly? It means Moshe told you he's coming back in 40 days. He calculated the past that came to Aaron. I said, Aaron, we need a new leader. We can't wait no more. He says, Moshe is dead. I said, forget about it. I said, Aaron said, he's coming. I said, forget about it. Chur was standing by. And Chur said, let go of it with your nonsense. They killed Chur. They don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The lack of emunah, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. How do you correct this? Says the Gemara, I want to tell you a story. If a lady has a little baby, she comes to a palace, and the baby had to go to the bathroom, and he dirty the palace, of course the mother has to clean. Says the Gemara, well, this little baby is the calf, the golden calf is the baby. What the golden calf did, so-called, made dirt. We have to purify, to clean it. How do we clean it? With the mother of the calf. Who is the mother of the calf? The red calf. This is the red cow. The red cow, says the Gemara, is so-called the kapara. On the golden calf, how is the kapara? Very simple. The golden calf means we did not trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu very much. We did not have a munah in Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. He says, now Moshe is going to come and say, listen, take a red cow, slaughter it, burn it, this, this. He says, listen, Moshe, this is voodoo. This doesn't make sense, the whole thing. He says, if you believe in it, that's how you restore your belief. So come to the Gemara, he says, listen, the same way that this red cow is the forgiveness of the golden calf, the same thing, mitat tzadiki mechaperet. It means on the golden calf. That's what it means. When somebody died, a tzadik died. He says, you know, it's a kapara. How is a kapara? How is a kapara? Because he died. No. Right. Baba Sali died, it's a kapara. No. No, what it means like this. It means the tzaddik used to do a lot of things, help the people, now he's not here. Now he's not here, can I help? So, what we're going to do is no Baba Sali now. What do you do? What are you going to do? So, what do you have to do? Says the Gemara, now, he says, now you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's no help anymore. He's no help anymore. He says, that we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the kapara. That's what the Gemara means. It's not because the tzaddik that is the kapara, so called, he is the kapara, Hashem slaughtered the tzaddik, he's like a sheep, like a goat. When the tzaddik dies, then people realize that they're missing something. That they used to get something easier. I said, the well in the desert was because of Miriam. Now there's no well. It's a setup. As Torah said, Natalie said, that setup goes. You should know. Says the Gemara, we got a well in the desert, Bishut Miriam. In other places, the Gemara says, Bishut Avraham Avinu. I says, the well is Chut of Miriam. Says, what is Chut of Miriam? Why? Because of Miriam, we got the well. Water. The Chachamim said, you know, Miriam, when she was 5 years old, Her father, Amram, was the chief. Divorced his mother, his wife, Miriam's mother. Miriam was 5. It says, paramedic gezera. It says, any boy, into the nut. Amram gave a get to his wife. He said, listen, I don't want to be married to you. We're going to have a boy, they're going to throw him to the nut. She says, Gemara, Miriam was in the Nevi'ah. She came to her father. She said, Gezeratcha gdola Mishel Paro. He said, what's the matter, papi? What's the matter with you? We're in Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to have the Mashiach, Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, says the Torah, I want to explain to you something. The Rabbi Yisrael came out of Egypt, of Mitzrayim. The Torah tells a story. Vatikach Miriam HaNevi'ah, Achot Aaron et HaTov Be'yada. It says, after we crossed Yamsov, Miriam has a drum. A drum. Vatetzena kol anashim achareb tepe mukhlot. It's like all the ladies. Kol anashim. We're talking about millions of ladies. Each one has a drum. It says the Gemara, what do you have a drum for? How do you get a drum? It says the Gemara, the ladies had so much emunah and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they took drums out of Egypt. He says, we sure we can have big miracles down the way. He says, where are you going? Go to the desert. The Egyptians might run after you. So where are you going? He says, we don't care. We have the drum. He says, who is the head of this orchestra? Miriam. I said, what are you trying to tell me? I to tell me to tell you that Miriam has very much trust in HaKadosh Baruch. When she was 5 years old, was the first time she told her father, go back to my mother, to your wife, because if you're going to have a baby, don't worry about it. Hashem will save him. And says, now the same thing. Leave Egypt. He says, because of the holy ladies we came out. He says, what about holy ladies? Holy ladies have trust in the Muna. He says, not one lady died in the desert. Not one lady. Only Miriam died in the desert. Not one lady. All the ladies that came out of Egypt, all men entered the Israel. Not one lady there. Bizchut ha'emunah, because they had emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the Gemara, I want to explain to you something. Edi alei min ha'aretz v'shkal kol pnei adama. Since the Gemara, since the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind. Adam HaRishon got up on his feet. He saw the whole world filled with grass and trees. It was very smart. I said, where is the sprinkler system? Where is the faucet? Where is the hose? Can you imagine the whole world? I said, what's going to be now? Says the Gemara, he started to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have water. Ve'ed yaleh min haaretz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. It was a setup. Adam HaRishon will get up and he will stand. And you will figure out we need a lot of water to water the whole universe. I says, how are we going to have so much water from where? He says, you got to pray to Hashem. He says, huh, you want to pray to Hashem? He says, then, all of a sudden, cloud came up on the sky from the gases that come from the ocean, and all of a sudden started to rain. This is the Mishnah, Masechet Tanit, says the Gemara, Masechet Tanit, stories upon stories, other tzaddikim. He says, there's no water, what do you do? I was in England. Not only my father goes to England, I also used to go to England a lot. I was in England about 30 years ago. It was a drought in England. And the English are very proper people on the highways. Like it was big signs on the highway. Pardon. In Israel, in England, you don't say excuse me. Excuse us, you say pardon. Pardon our appearance. The whole thing was yellow. It was a disaster. Until one day, the goyim in England figure out that we have to pray for rain. All the tricks didn't help. They started wanting to import water from other countries. It was a disaster. But the goyim figure out we have to pray. Says the Mishnah, Masechet Tanit, says the Gemara, this water is the sign of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu started this world. When you wanted Adam HaRishon, before he ate from the tree, to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, what is the thing that you see in front of you? That this is, must be a power thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, without Emunah you don't have it. Hem say Shema Yisrael, שמרו לכם פניפתי לבבכם, סתם ומתאים למחים שתחביתם להם. Be careful, no more worship of the Zara. It says in Denmark, לעצר את השמיים. He'll make no more rain. Why? Because rain comes בזכות האמונה. If you don't believe in הקדוש ברוך הוא, please don't. It says the Gemara in the Parnassah is the same thing. Parnassah כקריאת ים סוף. It says a person has to believe the Parnassah is from Hashem 100%. זיווג, says the Gemara. קשה לזב גם כקריאת ים סוף. This is the wife, says the Gemara. It's not because you saw her on Facebook. No. That's the wrong place to get your wife. This is only when you pray. That's what the Torah tells us about Eliezer. That's what the Torah tells us about Yaakov. That's what the Torah tells us about Moshe. He says, they went to the well. Very interesting. Eliezer stands at the well and he says, listen, the girl's going to come here. I'm going to ask her water. She's going to give water to the girl. Why don't you go to the pizza shop? Why are you going to the well? Go to the pizza shop. See, the first girl comes out. I ask her, can I have a Coca-Cola? So that's the girl. She says, no, you stand in the well. Because the water is in the well. I says, Yaakov Avinu, when Yitzchak and Rivka, they tell him, go find your wife. He goes to the well. Moshe Rabbeinu came to the well. He saw Tzipora over there. Because the water is the root of emunah, of belief. Because Hashem made it in the world this way. Hashem made it. That's why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the water looks blue. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's color, says the Gemara, is blue. The chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blue. The cloud in the desert is blue. That's why we have to have a blue string on the tzitzit. It says, Chele Dome Leyam. The water looks blue. It's blue? It's not blue. It looks blue. Why is it? Well, it's a reflection. Why Hashem made it look blue? Because the water is the sign of Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I says that is, if somebody has Emunah, he generates water. That's water. Says the Torah, says the Gemara, you know, the Be'er is Bizchut Miriam. The water in the desert because of Miriam. So what because of Miriam? Who is Miriam? What's the truth? Miriam has she has Emunah. The power of Miriam is Emunah. I says Bizchut HaEmunah. This is the first thing about Emunah is water. This is the whole idea of Emunah is water. Water is the test. That's why people tested us all the time, water, water, water. I heard that Baba Sali, once I was walking someplace, was a drought or something in Morocco. There was no water. So Baba Sali went someplace. He said, here, you see how he's going to give me water right here. Right here, water. Gemara tells us in the Navi, Shimshon, one of the wars against the Plishtim, all of a sudden he was dehydrated. Navi says he lies on the floor, he's dying. Dying, dehydrated completely. Says Navi started to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Navi, all of a sudden, in his mouth, all of a sudden, he has a spring of water in his mouth. Says when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will give it to you. You have to pray. And if you pray once, says the Gemara, I didn't go, continue praying. That's a test of Emunah. Says the Gemara, somebody doesn't feel well. He says, go to the rabbi. Go to the tzaddik. First he goes to a doctor. Then he comes and wants a bracha. It's too late. Says the Gemara, somebody is sick in the family. First you go to Chacham, Yilech Etzel Chacham. Then you have to go to the doctor as a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that the Chacham is a messenger and the doctor is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It goes the opposite to the Gemara. Says you have to have Emunah, and if it doesn't go, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying you. He's testing you. Here, so the Gemara says, Kavel Adonai Chazak, V'yamitz Libecha V'Kavel Adonai. Says the Gemara, Yitpalel V'lo Na'ana, Yachzor V'Yitpalel. Says the Gemara, he didn't go. Don't go. It's a test. If you have Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the Gemara says. You know, this was the power of Miriam. Miriam has so much trust in Emunah and belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu since she was 5 years old. I says, that's why we got the way in the desert. Now comes to us and says, let me tell you something. That's how the story goes. You know, the job on this world is to restrain the belief in God. That's your job. This is why. Because, says the Gemara, that constantly in our genes we have these contaminated genes that we got from the golden calf. That's our problem now. And says the Gemara says, tell you what it means. The Gemara says, no. En mitav belo belo chet en yisurim belo avon. Just listen, somebody died. Just, he did something. Somebody suffers, he did something. Says the Gemara, you know what it means. I'll tell you what it means. He says, Dad, listen, you know, he banged on his heart. He says, Shamnu, Bagadnu, I'm sorry. I'll tell you what it is. The main problem is, the Gemara says, that you don't see Hashem in front of you. If you would have seen Hashem in front of you all the time, it's like somebody's going to look in the mirror and see police behind him, he'll never speak. They say, this is somebody passed the red light. Police stopped him and said, didn't you see the red light? I said, I did, but I didn't see you. That's the problem. I said, we don't see Hashem. David HaMelech says, Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid, ki mimini ba'alemot. David HaMelech says, first, you have to pray to Hashem, you want to see him. If you see him all the time, you'll never see him. After we did the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Hashem, he said, listen, odieni la'edrachecha v'da'acha b'shem. I want to see something of you to prevent the next time, who knows what they're going to do. Look what happened in the desert. Every few stops, they complain. He says, we want to go here, we want to go there, we don't want to do this, despise. What happened exactly? What happened? Means that you have some bad genes in the system from the golden calf. What does it mean? It means lack of emunah. What does it mean? You don't see in the mirror HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you would have seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mirror, you never do it. The Gemara says, Nebuzaradan Yimach Shemo was chosen by Nebuchadnezzar to go capture, to destroy Eretz Israel. He said, I'm afraid of God. Nebuchadnezzar said, I'll tell you what. Take my picture, put it on your shield. And you see the whole time me. And you know, the Gemara says, Nebuchadnezzar was very tyrannical, very brutal, disaster with him. The Gemara says, when he died, he came to Gehenom. The neshamot in Gehenom came to Hashem. They said, get this animal out of him. In Gehenom, they're afraid of him. That's how bad it was. He says, put my picture, he told Nebuzaradan, put my picture on the shield and walk with this. Then you won't be afraid of nobody. He says, that, David HaMelech said, you have to pray that you see Hashem in front of you. Shiviti Hashem lenegdit hamid. Ki mimini balemot, and you're never going to do sin. The problem that we do sins is because we don't see Hashem. So where is Hashem? Facebook, yeah, everybody knows. Somebody sneezes. The whole world knows now. He sneezes on Facebook. You know how many texts? Billions of people know. I says, Ein Roah, what do you think Hashem doesn't? Hashem doesn't? The internet does and Hashem doesn't? That's our test, because of the golden calf. We have to restrain our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch. How do you restrain emunah? Because God constantly gives us tests. We're always on the test. It's the world of tests. It says to see, you believe or you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch. So Hashem is going to make a setup. And here the setup goes. It's the new generation come. Ready to go to Israel? Ready to go to Israel. So ready to go to Israel? Okay, let me tell you something. I'm going to kill Miriam now. So Hashem, why are you going to kill Miriam? Because when Miriam is going to be dead, you're going to have no water. And then we're going to call Paula Swing. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Obviously, you're going to do one thing. You call the boss. This how you show that you believe in God. That's how you correct the damage that was done by the golden calf. Because the golden calf means you don't believe in God. You believe Kochi Betz Timidi Moshe constantly warns us in the last speech of Sefer Devarim. Don't think for a second that you did your business, that you did. Don't think. You have to know Hashem does it. So of course, what I think. Yeah. Person thinks he does. He built the empire. He built the business. He did. What's the matter with you? You did it in 1 minute, chapter 7. No. I says, this is that we have left. from the golden calf. The Mashem warns us constantly all the time. I says, you should know that is the job on this world. I says, Hashem is going to kill Miriam. I says, it's going to be kapara. Kapara on what? On the golden calf. Because otherwise, says the Gemara, every puranut, every hardship the person had in his lifetime, blame the golden calf. What do you mean golden calf? I says, golden calf means that I didn't believe in God so much. I said, this is my God. This is the golden calf, it's my God. This means you don't see Hashem. Therefore, after the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harina et Kvodecha. He says, I want to see something. He says, the Gemara HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the knot of tefillin. That's how important tefillin is. Tefillin is the most important thing. The Gemara says, somebody doesn't put tefillin, it's called Yishei Israel. You're the worst of the worst. When I'm the worst, what do you mean? I keep Shabbat, I do this. The Gemara says, there's a special room in Gehenom for people who don't put tefillin. That's why. But tefillin is so bad. Once upon a time, and still in Yerushalayim, I don't know if you saw it lately, if you're in Yerushalayim. There's a school in Yerushalayim called Zilberman. It says hundreds of boys. They walk with tefillin the whole day, outside. The Am Yisrael used to walk with tefillin all the time. Never put it away. 45 minutes, it wraps it. Yeah. The power of tefillin is to be with this the whole 24 hours. Actually, at night also you can have it. We don't put it at night. But if somebody puts it during the day, it's allowed to wear it during the night. Just not to go to sleep with this. But really, you have to wear it all the time. He says, why? Why have to wear tefillin all the time? What is the power of tefillin? No, he wants to buy cheap tefillin. He goes to the store, says maybe he has something used. Maybe somebody died, he left tefillin for $30. He wants to buy it from him. He says, what's the matter with you? He said, well, for 2 minutes I put it. What is it? Today in Israel it costs $2,000 tefillin. He said, what's the matter with you? So you don't understand how powerful tefillin is. When Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me something that I will see you all the time. He says, the Gemara, you know, when you put tefillin, the goyim afraid of you. Says the Gemara, you know how powerful tefillin is? You go to the world, the goyim see the tefillin on your head, they run away from you. He says, what is tefillin? What is the power of this tefillin? What is it? He says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ve'em Shamayim Kiviyacha, Kadesh Li. I said, what is this? That, those four things, says the Zohar, is a Yud and a Hei Vav and a Hei, it's Hashem's name, that is going to so-called put a picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you all the time. So the whole day, you won't do something wrong. He says, tefillin, no. That's what Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me something. They'll be not going to fall in the trap again of the golden calf. Hashem showed him, you see, tefillin. That's the point. Says the Gemara, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself put tefillin. Says the Gemara, Hashem does not wear tzitzit. But Hashem puts tefillin. The Gemara says, what does it say in the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Of course, it's a spiritual thing. But does the Gemara say that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does wear tefillin? That's how powerful it is. But this is the test. This is the obligation. This is what we have to know. That people like to see him all the time. The Gemara says that's when Mashiach will come, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal himself. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle of the Tzadikim, and the Tzadikim will say, ha, now I see God. Here. Zeh Elokeinu, Kivinu Lo V'Yoshenu, I see God. And Hashem is going to reveal himself. He says, because when Mashiach will come, the Gemara says it's all over. Now you see, there's no more tests. The tests are here now to see you have emunah or you have no emunah. Here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiach will say, oh, now, this is a new generation, huh? They're going to Israel. Okay, let me test them. Let me test them with Emunah. She says, Kalibach is going to kill Miriam. She's sinless. Who cares if she dies? She goes to Gan Eden. Or to stay here to have more popcorn, to go to a baseball game. Who did she used to live for? I says, but the purpose is the kapara of the golden calf. How? I says, now Israel will have the Emunah. Like the red cow is a kapara for the golden calf by not understanding the concept of the red cow, the same thing is going to happen now. It's going to be no water. Hashem says, Moshe, you know what now? Please go speak to the rock. When you speak to the rock will give water. It says, what does Hashem mean? He says, let me tell you something. Adam HaRishon, when he was created, he saw the world, he needed water. So, did he start banging? Or he prayed to Hashem? He says, this is what Hashem shows us. The emunah for water is praying. It's not drilling. It's not sprinkler system. It's not polar spring. This is like Shimshon. It's a Babazali.
that you have emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. This is the test. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected from Moshe. And this is the part of the test, the setup. That Moshe goes and the rock was lost and the rock was moving away. Moshe doesn't recognize him. And Moshe speaks to another rock. And the rock doesn't give water. So Moshe hits. Hashem says, what did you do? When I created your great-grandfather, Adam HaRishon, I made sure he's going to pray for me. This is emunah. This is belief. When you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you pray. You don't go bang on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't bang on the rock. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Moshe, you don't believe in me. He said, I don't believe in you. Of course you don't believe in me. Because to get water, you have to pray. To get water, you don't bang, you don't drill for water. And this is what happened in England. When there was a drought and everything was yellow, and they tried all the tricks to drill, to bring water from Turkey, from a boat, can do nothing. Pardon our appearance all over England. Pardon our appearance. I drove from Manchester to Glasgow in a car. I drove. The whole England. Yellow. Until one day they woke up over there, the Goyim, and said, we got to pray to God. And I prayed to God, all of a sudden away. This is the Navi tells us about Eliyahu Navi. That's the Gemara full of stories. The water you get by praying to Hashem. This is the concept of water. This was the merit of Miriam. And that's what the Torah tells you. Miriam is dead, there's no water. What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to see what it means, trust. She was the one that trusted Hashem so much. That's why Hashem gave us water. Now Hashem is going to play a trick with us. And that's what the Torah tells us. Continues the Torah. I said, look what happened. I says, then Hashem told Moshe, you're not going to go to Israel. So Moshe sent some messengers, soldiers, to the king of Edom, Esav's grandson. He says, let us pass through your territory. I says, excuse me, Moshe. Says the Gemara, who asked you to do it? Why are you talking to this Russia? Who are you talking to this Russia? This is Hitler. Says the Gemara, oh. It means your lack of emunah again. Rabbi says, oh, we can have a shortcut. We don't have to go around now. And I'm saying, oh, yeah. Let me test you emunah again. Aaron's going to die. Aaron's going to die. There's no cloud. No cloud. Amalek is going to come. This is a test. Amalek is going to attack. He's going to kidnap a little girl. And Am Yisrael says, oh, we can win. Why can't we? What happened to you two people? Where's the army? What happened? Oh, no. So what we got to do? To pray to Hashem. Pray to Hashem? The Torah tells you, look what happened. They pray to Hashem and said, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me to destroy Amalek. All of a sudden, the Torah tells you, that's what happened. That's the episode. I said, that's the story. The whole story is emunah. Comes the next story in the Torah. Next story. Next story, the Torah tells you, you know what happened? All of a sudden, Am Yisrael, they speak against Hashem, against Moshe. All of a sudden, snakes come. Snakes come out of nowhere, start to bite people. People dead on the floor. They came to Moshe, said, I'm sorry, we're sorry. Please beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, emunah, huh? Hashem says, Moshe, no what? Go make a snake. Hasei lecha saraf, v'simo to hanes. Moshe made a copper. From copper, a snake. He hung it. Everybody looked at the snake. At the snake. Says the Gemara. Now, says the Torah. Now, animals came, beat people. A person said, oh, here, I look at this. Finished. Healed. No go doctor, nothing. What happened? Emergency room. What emergency room? First, you have to pray to Hashem. Then you go to emergency room. It doesn't help. The Torah teaches you, listen, that everything is emunah. If you have emunah, says the Gemara, you don't go to the doctor. First, you go to Chacham. You guys say, listen, what your Chacham will tell you? Pray to Hashem. Pray to Hashem, do teshuva. Says you, if somebody is sick, you pray, Shira Malot. He's sick. He's sick because he did something bad. So, what do you think Hashem is going to heal him? He said, pray for him, you should do teshuva. And then Hashem heals him. I says, that is the whole parasha. Zot chukat haTorah. I says, this is the law without explanation. It's the red cow. The red cow is just a test. If you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I says, the same thing that Torah tells us. The whole story about Moshe and Aaron and Miriam. The whole story is a test. Hashem uses the tzaddikim for us to grow to emunah. Their emunah. I says, Miriam was sinless. I says, she died. She died for us. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, the same thing. After he did the golden calf, Moshe went to Hashem and said, listen, Mecheni nami zifrecha asher katavta. Moshe said, erase my name from the Torah. Let me ask you, Moshe. More, what do you mean by this? What, you're threatening HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Chachamim said, Parshat Yetzabel, Moshe's name is not being mentioned. I said, what does it mean? Moshe says to Hashem, erase my name if you don't forgive Am Yisrael. That's what it means. It means erase my name, just kill me, and then what? Then you're not going to have money in the desert. Then you're going to have Emunah. He says, Moshe wanted to sacrifice himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order for us. Not, it should be the kapara. Yes, it should be the kapara by that the present that Hashem gave us in the desert, with the merit of Moshe, Bezchut Moshe, is going to disappear. And then what are we going to do? We're going to pray to Hashem. This is what Moshe meant. Erase my name. That Moshe said, kill me. No, not kill me. What do you mean, Moshe? When you kill me instead of Moshe, is not a goat? Kapara is a goat. He says, no, Moshe meant like Hashem does to me. This week's for Hashem. Hashem will kill Miriam in order for Am Yisrael to come closer to Emunah. You go to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is Bezchut HaEmunah. I says, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, you get Yisrael Bezchut HaEmunah. He says, you have to have Emunah in Hashem. You have to pray to Hashem, like David HaMelech, Hashem in front of me. Shiviti Hashem, I want to see Hashem all the time. Ki mimini balimot, I'll never do a sin. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this opportunity. That's why the Gemara says that tefillin is so important, and the tzitzit is so important. Uschartem et kol mitzvot Hashem, asitem otam, tatu achem lachem achem lachem. You're not going to do no sins. You're not going to do sins. Because this is a prevent from falling in a trap. It's like you see Hashem. This is the blue string and the tzitzit. You see Hashem. Reminds you of the ocean running off Hashem. Tefillin is the same thing. Hashem wears tefillin. He says, that's what we have to pray all our life. That's what Torah says. It's not the sins. It's the golden calf. It's not the golden calf, it's the lack of Emunah. It says we have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to restore Emunah, then we're not going to do no sin. The Mashiach come Rabbah Menachem. Amen.